Task 3. You are recording a podcast with two professional restaurant and retail reviewers about their interesting experiences. Listen to the conversation and complete the notes below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hi, Nancy and Kevin. Welcome to our podcast, The World of Shops.
Good to be here.
Hi, Sarah, Nancy, and hello, everyone.
Nancy, I know you and Kevin just came back from Japan.
Yes, we went to Tokyo on a work trip to try a few theme-based restaurants.
Theme-based restaurants?
Yes. Many years ago, there were a couple of theme-based restaurants in Hong Kong, but they never really became profitable, so they closed after a few years of business. But that's not the case in Japan. Theme-based restaurants are very popular over there.
Yes, and we went to three theme restaurants. Of the three restaurants, I really liked the first one. It's a robot-themed restaurant. All the waiters are robots.
All the waiters are robots? No human waiters?
Well, no, but those who operate them are humans, working from home via the internet.
Oh, the humans control them from home, so they don't have to go to the restaurant to work.
No, they don't, because these operators all have disabilities. That's why they operate the robots from home via the internet.
Amazing! Look at what technology can do to help people with disabilities work from home.
That's right.
What's the atmosphere like in the restaurant? Was it rather tense? Because, you know, robots are machines and they can't really communicate.
No, the whole atmosphere was fun. Everyone was laughing and taking photos.
Sounds really interesting.
It was very interesting. The second restaurant we went to was, very different, to say the least. I honestly don't know if I want to go back there again.
Oh, why?
It's a prison-themed restaurant. Customers actually get locked up for 2 hours.
Oh, that's strange. What about if I finish my food and want to leave earlier?
No, you can't leave earlier. Once you are in, you're in for 2 hours. You get locked up in a cell.
You mean a prison cell?
Yes. The rooms in the restaurant are set up like prison cells.
Even the drinks and food were served in metal cups and plates.
But do the metal cups and plates look like those that are used in prisons?
Yes, that's what we were told.
How did you like the experience?
Well, the food was good, but I didn't enjoy the whole dining experience much. It was scary. I mean, the whole atmosphere was scary. It was dark, every window was covered up, and even the waiters dressed up like correctional officers. Anyway, it was scary.
What about you, Kevin?
I share the same feeling as Nancy. Not my favourite restaurant. Nothing wrong with the food. It was the whole setup that made me feel scared. Besides windows being covered up, everything in it reminded me of what I saw in films about criminals and prisons. Like Nancy has just said, waiters dressed up as correctional officers. I didn't feel comfortable in the restaurant at all.
I see.
But we loved the third restaurant we went to, especially as Kevin and I are great manga fans.
Oh, manga? You mean Japanese comics or graphic novels?
Yes, it's a manga-themed restaurant.
Wow!
When you first enter the restaurant, what you will see is shelves and shelves of comic books. The manager told us that there were about 1,000 books.
No, Nancy, you've left out a zero in the number. It's more than 10,000 books.
Oh, sorry, I got it wrong. Yes, more than 10,000 books.
Wow, that must be quite a scene.
Oh, yes. But the restaurant is very spacious, so you won't feel overwhelmed by books. Another thing you'll notice once inside the restaurant is that customers are free to read the books and stay there for as long as they like.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, not just reading. The restaurant also provides drawing desks and tablets for customers. So if you want to dabble, there are the drawing desks and tablets for you.
Sorry to interrupt. Are the drawing desks and tablets free for customers to use?
Yes, they are.
So how could the restaurant make money? What about customers who only go there for the comic books or drawing comics?
Well, there's a policy. Each customer has to spend a minimum amount, something like about 100 Hong Kong dollars.
That's very reasonable.
Yes, and that's why the place is often full. The manager also told us that the restaurant is a popular meeting point for comic artists.
Right, so customers may also bump into comic artists.
Yes, and in fact, the manager pointed out to us that the very famous comic artist Akira Toriyama was just two tables away from us.
Oh, I know Akira Toriyama, one of the top comic artists in Japan. He is the creator of Dragon Ball.
Yes.
Lucky you. One last question. What's the atmosphere like in the restaurant?
Relaxing. You could see that everyone appeared relaxed.
Yes, I really enjoyed that relaxing atmosphere.
Very good. I must go there when I travel to Japan next time. Right, thanks again for coming onto our podcast.
Our pleasure. That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.